Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 8th, 2021, through Friday, November 12th, 2021. Monday, November 8th, 2021. Liberian National pleads guilty to $23 million COVID-19 relief fraud. Stephen Jalau, a Liberian national and tax consultant from the Dallas, Texas area, pled guilty to one count of engaging in monetary transactions using property derived from unlawful activity. Jalau orchestrated a fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, scheme to secure more than $23 million in PPP loans. According to acting U.S. Attorney Chad Meacham, the Paycheck Protection Program was designed to help hardworking business people to keep their companies afloat during the pandemic, not to line the pockets of unscrupulous accountants. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Tuesday, November 9, 2021. Former IRS employee charged with tax fraud. Wayne M. Garvin of Columbia, South Carolina, was indicted for charges alleging that he had filed false individual income tax returns for the years 2012 through 2016. Garvin is alleged to have claimed fraudulent deductions and expenses, including charitable contribution deductions and expenses associated with rental properties that he personally owned. Garvin allegedly created receipts from a church, invoices from a contractor, and a letter from the Department of the Army in an attempt to convince the IRS he was entitled to claim the deductions and expenses on his returns. Garvin is charged with three counts of tax evasion and two counts of corruptly endeavoring to impair and impede the due administration of the Internal Revenue laws. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Former bank manager pleads guilty to tax scheme targeting immigrant community. Christian Zenga, formerly of Everett, Massachusetts, pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. Zenga pled guilty in federal court for inflating taxpayers' federal income tax refunds and also diverting monies to accounts controlled by himself and others. Co-defendant Boris Shatterai pled not guilty and is currently awaiting trial. According to the charging documents, from 2012 to 2018, Zenga and allegedly Shatterai held Shatterai out to be a tax professional, particularly from the Congolese community of Greater Boston. It is alleged that until 2017, they took their customers' tax information to a legitimate tax professional and provided this individual with false information regarding the customer's dependents, dependent and child care expenses, and business income and losses in an attempt to inflate federal income tax refunds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, November 11th, 2021. CEO of major defense contractor charged with bribery. Frank S. Raffaracci, former chief executive officer of Multinational Logistics Services, MLS, a large ship husbanding company, is charged with bribery for his alleged participation in a bribery scheme to defraud the U.S. Navy. Special Agent in Charge Eric Maddox of the Naval Criminal Investigation Service, NCIS, stated that Raffaracci's alleged long-running criminal scheme to defraud the federal government through bribery, falsified invoices, and money laundering cheated the U.S. taxpayer and wasted tremendously valuable resources. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Friday, November 12, 2021. Russian national extradited to United States to face charges for alleged role in cyber criminal organization. Vladimir Duniev of Yakutsk region of Russia and Southeast Asia is charged for his alleged role and participation in a transnational cybercriminal organization. It is alleged that Duniev is a member of a transnational cybercriminal organization that deployed a computer banking Trojan and ransomware suite of malware known as TrickBot. Acting U.S. Attorney Bridget M. Brennan stated that the TrickBot malware was designed to steal the personal and financial information of millions of people around the world, thereby causing extensive financial harm and inflicting significant damage to critical infrastructure within the United States and abroad. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.